Those are the two issues where each candidate can draw a stark line with his opponent. Democratic City Councilman Patrick Cannon voted for the city's capital improvement plan. He said the investment in neighborhoods and roads is worth a property tax increase of a little over 3 cents for every $100 in property.
I would think that it's worth 3 pennies for us to make sure that we're about making sure that we're doing what we can for our corridors that are in distress, for the community overall, and providing connections that need to be had accordingly.
Yes, we need to continue to invest in the city of Charlotte and continue to build the infrastructure that we so desperately need as we grow.
Republican candidate Edwin Peacock.
We also must be mindful of where we are in this economy and how to move us forward. I don't believe that moving us forward includes a tax increase at this time.
And then moderator Amy Burkett asked about the streetcar. Cannon supports it.
We're talking about creating 4,500 job opportunities. We're talking about development of 1.1 million square feet. And we're talking about anywhere between $4 to $7 million annually to reinvest back into our coffers.
But Cannon broke with Mayor Anthony Fox and other Democrats last year to vote against using property taxes to fund the streetcar. Peacock tried to portray that as flip-flopping.
His voting record is quite checkered as it relates to this.
Cannon used one of three challenges to respond.
Okay, well, we do have a challenge. I see that yellow card. So go ahead and share your opposing views.
Sure. One, I was not against Mayor Fox's idea of a streetcar.
But that wasn't the end of it.
And so we have a challenge to the challenge.
Peacock opposes the streetcar. He says it won't give the necessary bang for the buck.
We know that the half-cent sales tax is not enough to continue to build out and reduce congestion.
This is a conversation that they are very passionate about, so we have a challenge to the challenge to the challenge, which makes it a lot of fun. So that means you're using up two already. You're only going to have one left after this.
That's okay.
It was okay, because it was the last challenge of the night as the conversation shifted to education, affordable housing, and the airport. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.